Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about So You Want a Woman. Well, let's go. Yes, I know a lot of you guys want to have a chick so bad, but do you really want to go through shit like this? Look at this. Brazilian wife cooks her husband's penis in a frying pan after killing him in self-defense. Ooh. And slicing it off when they argued about splitting up. So she splits the guy's penis in pieces. Yay. Who wants some, right? Some chopped hot dogs? Mmm, yum, yum, yum. Yeah, this dude got moited because he wanted to leave this chick. And you say, oh, Gansu, she's a Latina. No, she's not. She's from Brazil. Those people come from Portuguese. Yeah, Portuguese. Yeah, Portugal, whatever that shithole's called. Yes, Hispanic people come from Española, Spain. Yeah, so they're different. Oh, yes, you think because you got the passion of Hispanic people and then the thickness of the blackness. Oh, yes, you get the passion, and you get the intelligence of one, and you get this guy's demise. Just saying, I know. If you want to talk about racist shit, look at the guy who wrote this. His name is Chris Jewers for Malionilili. So he's Italian and Jewish? Hmm, you see? I'm just a stupid-ass bird, but I don't know. I guess I'm the dumbass. Well, anyway, let's go to the clip and show you what other women are thinking. Yeah, I guess the last sentence didn't make no sense, but I am a minority after all. I guess I am stupid. Anyways.
There's a male loneliness epidemic because women only date equal and up. Yeah, you know why that is? And you know why you should if you're a woman? Because men like this. In an interview, Gabby Petito's parents said that one of their goals for this new documentary was to teach women about the signs of DV.
Oh yes, male insecurity. You see? This chick's saying that if you're insecure, that you're prone to violence. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at this guy. This guy looks like he's a Democrat. Really? Yeah, he looks like a little weenie. It's just my opinion. Right? Right? But okay, let's see what this pretty little sandwich maker has to say.
And there is so much to learn from this documentary, so I'm going to do a series, but I wanted to start with this man himself. As someone who works with survivors of DV, one of the most common things I hear women say is that it was the man they gave a chance to who became the most cruel and abusive partner.
You see what this chick just did? She said that if you give a dude a chance, that he's gonna be violent. Yes. Okay, so then chick's not supposed to take the leap of faith in you, right? So then what are you going to do? You start chasing the chick and then she's going to have this thing in her head? You're never going to get her. Ah, yeah. Tell a chick to run. Yeah. Yeah, very smart lady. Yeah, fellas, that's what you should concentrate on yourself. When chicks have these silly little ideas, just walk away. You don't need to deal with that stuff. Let her be with her own crazy shit. It's like mom says in Spanish, cada loco con su tema, means every crazy person with their own bullshit. In a nutshell, so yeah, fuck this bitch. She's pretty now, but she's stupid, and all those documentaries in the world is not gonna make her into a lovely mother and wife. I don't know what the hell she's trying to be. Guess a new Oprah, maybe, who knows.
And the reason behind this is that abuse stems from insecurity and self-hatred.
Insecurity and self-hatred? That's what you think, lady? No, you're stupid. Maybe people get tired of female bullshit. You ever thought of that? Yes, we bend over backwards and what do we get? Absolutely fuck. Yep.
Men who believe that their partners could easily leave them are much more likely to use abusive and manipulative tactics.
Yeah, maybe this guy got tired of being abused and manipulated, so now he's turning the tables. Yeah, look at this little chick they got behind you. Yeah, Goldilocks. She looks kind of evil to me, but what do I know? Just because the outside is pretty doesn't mean the insides are. Just saying.
It's to keep that person from leaving. And in this documentary, we see Brian using so many of these tactics.
Yeah, this chick says that she has all this evidence that that the guy's a scumbag. You gotta watch her documentary. They can gain this insider's knowledge that all men are abusive trash and women are just poor victims. Yeah, lady, maybe you should stop getting out of that victim mentality and like do something about it. Why don't you fix on yourself? Yeah, maybe you're attracting these dirtbags because you're a dirtbag? Yeah, people will search out what they want, and if that's what you're searching, what does it say about you? Yeah, lady, maybe you should do some soul searching. Just saying.
go over all the signs in the next video. There are three things I want to talk about to finish out this video that can help you determine whether insecurity in a man could potentially turn to violence. Number one, you want to be careful of a man who places a high value on masculinity, patriarchy, and typical gender roles.
Wait a minute, so what? You don't want traditional roles, but yet you want to be treated like a traditional woman, right? Right? Yeah, so it looks like you want to have your cake and eat it too. It doesn't work that way. A relationship is a two-way street. You give and take. But according to you, you just take and take, right? Right? Oh, man. First world problems. So, you're just your worst enemy yourself, lady. Yes. No. Well, you're stupid, lady. Now you wonder why you can't have a relationship? It's because of this mentality. Oh, it's man! Stop being a victim. Everybody's trying to be a professional victim. No, stop.
Especially if they are failing in these systems, if they are insecure in their masculinity, or if they are at the bottom rung of the hierarchy that is patriarchy and feel powerless in that, they are more likely to seek power through violence against women and children.
Yes, Firecrotch here. Start spotting out all these feminist talking points.
Patriarchy! And they're gonna attack women and children! Ogre, 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 bad, bad!
Oh, me, dainty woman! Protect me!
Oh, yes, you could be ranting. I could rant too. I know all kinds of shit, but no, lady. You think that men are these pieces of shit, that we're evil, but yet you still try to get us, right? Right? Look at all the makeup that you're wearing, sweetheart. It's all to attract us. Unless you're a lesbian. Are you, lady? Maybe, because you are an advocate for DV. Domestic violence. Okay. Only thing that's domestic is their stupidity.
Two, if they talk about past rejections a lot and hold a clear animosity towards women, run.
Yeah, when someone says crying and complaining about past relationships, gee, that kind of tells me that this guy has problems, and maybe this guy should be taking care of his own issues. Shouldn't be dating, right? That could be said the same thing about women. Yes, everybody's dysfunctional. Yes, oh yes, and you're dysfunctional too, lady. You're just full of hate and rage. That's why you're attacking men. Yes, I guess that could be said the same thing about me, but I'm just pointing things out. But of course, I'm evil and I'm insane. But heh, that's what I am, right? I'm a violent person, apparently, right? Is this hate speech? Is it? Or am I just saying what I see? I don't know. My eyes, I guess, don't work. I guess I gotta see an optometrist or maybe a head doctor. Nah, they don't work either, but whatever.
Three, if they put you down, try and make you feel self-conscious, or try and chip away at your self-esteem.
My experience with women is they do this stuff to me. That's just me. I don't know about you guys. I've been put down and let down and been made fun and tell me I'm worthless by women that quote unquote supposed to be loving me. But yeah, that's just abuse. I guess that's how much you love somebody by how much you hurt them. At least that's my experience with women. What about you guys? I don't know.
Let the first time they do that be the last. Because not only is this a sign of an insecure man, this is a sign of an insecure man who is willing to hurt you to maintain power and control over you, and any man who will do this is a dangerous man. And
yeah, lady, the same thing could be said about women. So guess what? It's people hurting people. Dun, dun, dun. Shocker. The thing you have to do is just leave these people alone. Yes, find people that actually care and actually value you. Yeah, just leave people that are fucked up alone. Yeah, you don't have to argue with these people. Just leave. Yes, that's what MGTOW's about. Just walk away. Just walk away.
You need to get out as soon as possible.
Yes, the whole world is full of shit. And you think you're gonna fix it? Well, think again. Nopers. You gotta do your own moves. Fix on yourself. Go make your life better. That's what I'm doing myself personally. I'm going to be going to school next Tuesday coming up. So, hope you guys are doing your shit. Yeah, don't be stagnant. Because then you get these women, they're going to start fucking with you. Oh, yes. Yes, and women will blow a lot of things out of proportion. They make anthills into mountains. Yes, they think it's one thing, but it's actually another. So, yeah, once a woman gets these stupid little ideas in your head, you're better off walking away. And hopefully it's nothing really, really fucked up and bad that could get you in trouble. But you never know, right? Women, you can't live with them and you can't shoot them, right? Oh, shit. Yes, I know, fellas, you want to find your queen, but women see you as a fucking weird creature. They think you're fucking evil. So how can you build a relationship with this? It's because of society. Society says that men are trash. So, like, this being beat into the female mind, they think that we're ugly, fucked up ogres. But yet, their bodies still desire us, like how we desire them. But we're in an impasse. So what's going to happen? I don't know, fellas. Hopefully things will get better. So that's why you gotta concentrate on yourself, because if you don't, shit's gonna fall apart on you. So better off doing your own thing. Yeah, please don't let me down, friends. I enjoy doing this little video journey stuff, and I want to continue doing this and talking to you guys, because you guys are the only ones that are actually real, even though we're here in the internet. But we found each other. Yes. So let's continue and have fun and improving on each other, right? Because if we don't, we're gonna get fucked. And I'm tired of getting fucked, right? My butthole's made to taking a poop, not to get penetrated, right? Hope you feel the same, right? So you guys take care, be the best people out there, and kick ass. Well, goodbye, and enjoy the clip about the budgets. Bye-bye.
As an Indian person, were you aware that foreigners often make fun of the Indian English accent?
It's actually proper English. After I went to the United States, I thought they spoke wrong English, so I made fun of their English, so it doesn't make any difference to me.
I think our accent is better than theirs, because they are like not that good. It looks like they are speaking.
Well, I think,
No. I think they need to learn English from us. It is like when we hear them, we find it funny.
The Indian characters like Appu from The Simpsons have perpetuated stereotype in Western culture that Indians sound funny when they speak English.
Like, we don't really sound like that at all.
You know, we don't speak like that, firstly. We do not speak like that. Stop doing that.
It's proper English. Simple.
So for you, it is normal, right? Your accent.
Yes, it's normal.
I can speak English and I can, like, you know, make other people understand what I want to say. That's enough. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what they think.